Fear of failure that drives a deeply rooted motivation to evade it, feel high levels of anxiety from it, and take a stance of prevarication when questioned about it. Researchers inform the reader about the etymology of the word fail. They explain that failure is derived from the French word failure, which means almost to do, and failure is derived in turn from the Latin word fallere, which means to deceive or lead into error. These definitions imply that when people fail, they do not follow through with their intentions, and those who believed that they would be in some way deceived. Therefore, even though the idea of embracing and learning from failure is pervasive in current literature, people who experience a failure can still feel a sense of shame. This emotional response can cause them to suppress their feelings, deflect the responsibility of the failure, neglect to learn from the valuable lessons, and thwart the possibility of future success. But what, then, about leaders who do bounce back from a failure? How do they overcome the potential pitfall that failure offers? As Winston Churchill so eloquently said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." Leadership failure. Failure is inevitable along the leader's journey. Leaders are in a position where decision-making is a necessary component of their role, and these decisions carry some level of risk. Therefore, leaders are more likely to experience failure than others. Failure, to some degree, is unavoidable for anyone in a leadership position. This necessitates an analysis of causality, sparking curiosity to understand the causes of failure, thereby enabling early risk detection and the creation of a preventive process. However, this contradicts the philosophical underpinning that supports the necessity of failure for providing valuable learning. This tension can potentially favor an apathetic acceptance of failure, which can inhibit the effort necessary to learn from it. Much of the learning relates to the cause of the failure, enabling a process to be put in place so that an individual does not repeat the same or similar failure in a given situation. At first glance, the lessons from failure appear to be highly individualized and situational. Yet established leaders have proven themselves to have basic skill set. Understanding the extent to which these may be related to prior failure could increase the likelihood that some generalized explanations of failure have been identified. Thus, taking time to understand the causes of failure can be advantageous for leaders. The learning that is afforded from failure is indispensable when it leads to positive action. Although a heavy focus on one's failure is dispiriting, it can have beneficial effects if it identifies possible causes and suggests corrective changes. Common causes identified in the literature are cognitive biases, poor emotional intelligence, and ethical issues. Cognitive biases. What if a leader fails despite good intentions? A failure can result from errors in judgment and decision-making. These errors are sometimes rooted in systematic ways of thinking that vary from logical and rational thought processes. Such systematic deviations in thought are referred to as cognitive biases. Narrow thinking about the future, about objectives, and about options. The authors further state that these biases can unknowingly lead to a tendency in favor of or against something or someone and can be motivated when driven by an intense psychological need, such as a strong emotional attachment or investment. The implication is that leaders are generally unaware of their cognitive biases and have good intentions. Leaders can experience failure due to poor decision-making that is ultimately rooted in one or more cognitive biases, and their motivation is not questioned from an ethical or moral point of view. A list of common cognitive biases that can affect leaders' decision-making follows. 1. Confirmation bias. A tendency to gravitate toward information that confirms what people already believe and downplay information that disconfirms their belief. 2. Fundamental attribution errors. People tend to attribute success to their skills and insights while downplaying luck and external factors. 3. Normalization of deviance. This is the tendency over time to accept anomalies, particularly risky ones, as normal and downgrade the importance of near misses. 4. Outcome bias. Successful outcomes can lead to an overemphasis on the results, rather than